Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Remember, I was telling you guys the other day how I have an issue with the house next door to me that seems abandoned.
Yeah.
Severely overgrown. Did you see the picture I sent you guys? Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Describe to them so they know I wasn't just being picky.
It's a cornfield of weeds.
It's crazy, right?
I feel like I'm 5'10". If I walked through it, I'd be like,
You can't
see me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, it's Children of the Corn.
It's a horror dive in. House.
It's crazy.
It's a horror movie.
Field
house
of dreams.
Sure.
Yeah, and yeah. I didn't choose my neighbor. I mean, you know, just moved in. There is actually now a price that people are willing to pay. They said, according to a survey, people on average said they would pay extra to choose their neighbors. If I could have chosen, I would have said, nah. Well, I mean, I guess I did choose. I chose the house, but I didn't choose the neighbors.
Yeah, well, you didn't really know.
Yeah. So on average, renters, people who rent homes, said they would pay, if they had the choice, up to $225 a month more.
A month?
To pay, to say, yeah, I can choose my neighbor. So
Oh my gosh. And like, that's on top of
the rent. That's
the highest
crazy.
Rent rates we've had ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, but you know, when you have neighbors, it can kind of make your life hell, like depending on if the neighbors are not sanitary or if they're very loud, if they're rude, if they're dishonest, if you don't trust them. I mean, you know,
if they're like extra friendly? Like,
now that's messed
like,
up.
Hi, like, and they want to come over, they want to be our best friend. I feel like that's almost worse.
If someone's willing to pay because their neighbors are too friendly, that is an indication of society. Like, this friendly thing that you're doing is too much. I'm willing to pay for less friendly.
Yeah, like aggressively friendly. Like, you know, you just like, can you just go home?
Or even nosy, right?
Nosy, yeah. Exactly. Because people say they're friendly, but really just want to check your bathroom out or something like that.
Yeah,
we had a very friendly, very inebriated neighbor at one apartment that we lived in, and she would show up when we have parties. And
oh,
a little extra.
Just show up,
and you're like, okay, well, you know, maybe you just want to come by for a drink or stay for 2.5 hours.
What?
Yeah.
How'd you turn that off?
You can't.
Wow.
You can't do anything about it.
That's good. And if you do something, they make it seem like you're the bad guy.
Yeah, because the first few times it's fine, right? Like,
sure.
Like the first few times it's okay. Then it becomes a thing. And then you're like, oh, I don't even want to throw parties anymore. Because I'm afraid
of what she's going to do when she gets there. Yeah, it's true. I've lucked out. I've had pretty good neighbors. Although the neighbors I have right now, like currently in the loft building that I'm in, I feel like I don't know them at all. And I feel like that's so weird. Because we've been living next to each other for like 6 years.
My neighbors, we've done the kind of like awkward look at each other thing. Because I'm clearly the new guy in town. And, you know, we haven't really done all the introductions yet.
Yeah.
Because I'm either like just running out to throw out trash or bringing a garbage can or something like that.
But you got to do it soon. Because then you're going to get to the point where it's been too long. And so you can't be like, hi, nice to meet you.
Oh.
Even though it's been months.
It would be awkward.
So get it done now. It'll be awkward. You're going to get to a point very soon where it's going to be too awkward.
Like, why haven't we met each other?
Yeah, like, why haven't we done this yet?
I'm just not the, like, bring a pie next door type of guy.
Don't bring the pie. Bring over Kofi.
My son?
Like, carry Kofi with you and be like, hey.
Hello.
And, like, have him wave.
There's a baby here.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid. Yep. Yeah.
Then they'll just talk to him. Hello, Kofi. And they'll ignore you altogether.
And you'll be like, Kofi, these are your neighbors. You'll have a whole conversation
through
them.
Talk through the baby like everyone does, right?
Yeah.
Say hello to the neighbors.
Yeah.
Hey, is that your daddy?
Yeah.
Yes, tell them I am your daddy, right? Like, that's crazy.
We've been seeing them every time we've taken out of the trash and we haven't said hi. Yeah.
Okay.
Well. Use Kofi.
Let the neighbors know I'm busy, Kofi.
Yeah.
So yesterday we were talking about, you know, with your phone where somebody could turn on red receipts.
Yeah.
So they can see if you've read the message. And it could be kind of like a controlling situation in a relationship, or it could just be a courtesy. Like, hey, honey, I saw the message. Or not.
I didn't respond.
I'm just being democratic.
But I said, yeah.
No way.
Exactly. No.
But let me ask you about this one. You know location sharing? It's one of the features in your phone where, you know, most of our phones now have the GPS locator enabled. And it's good for apps where it could, like, geofence and tell you where you are. Your maps and your ways and stuff use it. But you can also do it with your friends. Like, I'm going to talk from an iPhone perspective because I'm an iPhone guy.
Mm-hmm.
You can turn on location sharing and certain people or everyone in your contact list, if you like, can see exactly where you are on a map at any time.
At any time. So they can just check in with you.
So.
Whether you know or not.
My question to you and to you listening to the show. Would you or do you location share with your significant other?
I feel like we're going to start some fights this morning. I feel like we are instigating.
If there's somebody in a relationship in a car, listen, we just lost their listenership. They're like, yeah, click, like, and they're gone.
I don't want to start this debate.
But let's
I didn't even know it was an option.
You didn't know it was an option?
No.
You can open up right now. If you open up like your iMessages, okay, and you go to the little I in the settings, and you could say share your location, you could do one of two things. You can share the immediate location and send it to them in a text, or you could just open up a general, hey, this is where I am all the time. And they can always go into that screen and see where Meredith is at any time. My mom opened up location sharing by accident.
Oh, yeah, with you?
Yeah, well, yeah, she opened
it up.
Yeah, she didn't even know.
Aw, mama.
And I'm just seeing her, and I'm like, I can see how slow she's driving. I can see where she is. She's at Costco like half the time. She's at church the other half. It's just like,
aww.
Then I had to call her and tell her, I was like, Mom, you're sharing a location with me. I don't know if you want, I mean, not that you're hiding anything.
It doesn't push it to you, just if you check.
Yeah, if you check,
there.
You can see.
Okay. Because I've definitely dropped the pin before. Oh, we know where Kyle is right now.
So you guys do this, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Caitlin just showed me where Kyle is.
How does that
is.
Affect your relationship?
He's sleeping in bed. It's great for us, at least, just because ours was logistical. It wasn't like no one wants to like monitor each other. And I still like frequently he has to remind me. You realize we have location sharing on. Like I'll be like, hey, where's your meeting today? Or like, where are you now? Or what's going on? Because I kind of forget to check it. But it was logistical. If we were at a big event with friends, if we were at like a festival, or if we were out walking around and he was going to go somewhere and I was going to go somewhere else, it was just easier. Like he goes golfing a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes the ride home can take a while, and I'll be like making dinner or we'll have someone coming over and I'll want to say, hey, where are you? But he's driving, so I don't want him to text and I don't want to bug him.
Right.
So I can just check and look and I'll be like, oh yeah, he's probably about 20 minutes away.
Okay.
It's just logistical.
See, it's like the robot conversation. When put in good hands,
yeah,
like you and Kyle,
yes,
who are in love and have a good functional relationship, great.
Yeah.
But anything else, I could feel like that could be a little problematic.
I don't have it on in my situation, but
right.
I would.
You would.
Because we have a child, and at any given time, you know, I might have him or she might have him, and we might need to know where the other person is. And if we have to get to somebody quickly, like yesterday, what happened? We had a peanut thing. And all of a sudden, I got a call like, emergency. And, you know, in that situation, you got to get there, excuse me, quickly.
Yeah, you got
to
get right
there. So I'm not opposed to it.
Right.
There is a creepy control-y factor there.
There is. I mean, the one thing on that, though, is that basically lots of people can see where we are in terms of people, the apps that we've downloaded or whatever. Like, somehow we're being monitored by somebody. So if I'm being monitored by anybody, I'd rather be monitored by Rodney,
right,
who I love and loves me, as opposed to some big bank or something that's like getting into all my information. I don't know.
It's also handy when you have large groups of semi-intoxicated friends. If you're at like Beer Fest, if you're at Pride,
yes,
if you are, you know, at Lollapalooza,
or Carabana,
or if you're at Carabana and you want to know where your friends are, or let's pick a place to meet or whatever, it's so handy for these things. Because when you have a group of drunk friends, it's like herding cats.
Okay, in this room, we're pretty much against red receipts. A little too control-y for me.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we feel about location sharing? That's even more intimate, actually.
It is, but I feel like we're softer on that in this room.
I think so.
I feel like we're more open to it.
And why is that?
I think because there's like a trust and a safety issue there, and it's not demanding I do anything. Somehow red receipts demands I react back when you want me to.
Yeah.
And location sharing is just sort of passive. This is where I am. This is who I am. This is what I do.
It's more passive, and I feel like it has a super practical use.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't the same argument be made if you say, okay, well, if I want to let you know where I am, I'll let you know. Like when I, you know, like a red receipt.
Yeah, you could.
You could, but it's not necessarily the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's put the relationships to a test right now. Are you sharing location on your phone with your significant other? It's an option if you didn't know. You could actually open up your text on iPhone, or I'm not sure how it works on Android, but you could open up the system settings and share location with certain people in your contact list. So that means they can open their phone and look and just see where you are on the map, on the grid, anytime, anywhere on Earth.
Or where you lost your phone, I guess.
Or where you lost your phone.
Or where you aren't with your phone. Yeah.
So is this a thing in your relationship? Cassidy, you there?
Yeah, currently my boyfriend and I do share locations with each other. But personally for me, it's a safety thing as a young female.
Yeah.
He can find where I am at any time, just in case I get into trouble.
Yeah, I like that.
And you don't have any, I mean, a lot of people who are texting are saying that, oh, too controlling, too creepy. You don't have any feelings in that direction?
No, honestly, it's really convenient. If either of us are late or at work, we can easily find each other and know, like, oh, I should call them or I shouldn't or something like that.
Do you mind, Cassie, how long have you've been together?
Almost 2 years.
Okay, and at what point in your relationship did you turn that on? Did you have a conversation about it?
The best question.
I think I sent my location just because I was taking an Uber ride and I didn't want to be taking it with no one knowing I was taking one. So I texted him and said, hey, you have my location. I'm taking an Uber. And it's just kind of stuck since then.
Man, you guys are so
cool.
You guys are so pure and trusting.
Do you have his?
I do have his.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Just checking.
All right. Good stuff.
I want to know all the things, Jamar.
That's the best case scenario. Thanks, Cassidy.
Thanks, Cass.
No problem.
Hey, Spencer.
Hey, what's going on?
So is location sharing a thing in your relationship?
Absolutely. We do share locations.
And no issues? No trust issues? Nothing like that?
No trust issues at all, actually. I mean, I didn't even know it was a possibility to share locations because I'm not a huge iPhone person.
Yeah.
It was just one day we were eating lunch and then she had just mentioned to me, she was like, so how was breakfast yesterday morning? And I was like, oh, yeah, I went out for breakfast with everybody from work. And I was kind of flabbergasted that she knew. And then she was just like, yeah, I set up the locations on our phones. And then she just, yeah.
She went into your phone and
Spencer did it.
Yeah,
Spencer.
So, yeah, she did it all on her own. Yeah, so and I guess it's both ways. I can see where she's at. So, I mean.
But Spencer.
I guess that's true. Spencer,
we have to talk. Spencer, she went into your phone and turned on your locations without asking you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't care what she does. I mean, she's always on my phone, and I mean, not to go through anything, but I mean, she just turned it on one day.
Yeah, no, but she's just on your phone. She's not going through anything, Spencer. The girls just pick up our boyfriend's phones all the time. We just hold it. We just hold it, like to snuggle with it. We're not like looking or snooping.
I mean, listen, you trust her, and that's great. But that is an interesting precedent.
So Spencer clearly has nothing to hide, but we have entered a new dimension of non-consensual location.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
yeah,
true.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. All right.
I never had a problem with it. I mean, it kind of just took me off guard when she was just like, oh, I was breakfast yesterday morning because we have a... And I was like, it was good. And
okay.
So it just kind of took me off guard. I didn't know that it was even a possibility. So, okay.
Well, you seem sweet, very in love, and very trusting. We all just want to be Spencer these days. What a sweetie. Thanks, Spencer.
Hey, just stay close to us over the next couple weeks, months, and years, yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, we had our first child 2 months ago, so I think maybe
good stuff. You guys are on the right track. You're on a good path, though. All right. Good stuff, Spencer.
Congrats, Spencer.
We got this text. We had to call you, Aria. So what happened with location sharing on your phones in your relationship?
So we were together for about 10 years, and we first got the kind of sharing app because he worked at a restaurant, and like I would, as kind of think one of you said, make dinner, like want to see when he got home. So it worked for a little bit, and as soon as the relationship kind of started deteriorating, I guess, a bit, it got more like he would look at us like lunch breaks and be like, you know, you went out for lunch and you didn't tell me you were going out for lunch. Or like you went to Starbucks, like why didn't you tell me? Like, you know, you're spending a lot of money. It kind of just used it as like a way to get ammo sort of thing.
Yeah, like interesting to track your spending. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, it sort of shows you where you are and what you're spending your money on.
So do you think it was about the spending? Do you think it was he thought you were dipping out to go see some other dude?
I think I was probably more dipping out to see another dude, like almost like a paranoid thing because of the...
Yeah, because like just going to Starbucks a little extra during the week doesn't seem like alarm bells to me. It's like, Jay, you're buying a lot of coffee. Take it down. That's not
enough to make an ex-husband.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Man, so he started essentially kind of cyber-stalking you, no?
No, like absolutely, yeah, for sure. Or being like, you know, you're spending a little bit longer at this location or like one of my last workplaces that has kind of two things like, oh, like you went to this part of the building at this time. Like, what were you doing there?
Oh, okay.
You were spending way too much time trying to figure out what I'm doing.
Yeah, I was going to say, he has too much time in his hands. He needs to get a job. His job can't be cyber-stalking you. So you're not going to use this kind of thing moving forward in a new relationship.
Honestly, like, I've had such a bad experience with it that I don't see the point to it, and I think it's created more harm than good.
Yeah. And you weren't seeing it somebody else, were you? You were just, you know, it was all good?
Yeah, it was all good.
Wow.
Wasn't working out.
Too much paranoia. Crazy. Thank you for the call.
No problem. Have a good day.
I got to tell you, trust is one of those things in a relationship. Once it's broken, I mean, you can work on so many other things in a relationship, but once trust is broken,
it is tough.
The toughest thing.
Yeah.
For the love of God, like, protect the trust at all costs. Mm-hmm.
And that's why Dr. Phil has a job.
That's why Dr.
Phil is a huge money-making franchise.
Really?
Because there is no trust, but people want to get it back.
Truth. Yeah. Truth to that. Protect the trust.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Friday mornings in the summer mean that we have a fresh delivery of new music, a ton of new singles dropped overnight, and they are all trending. Sway Lee, who you know from the song Sunflower with Post Malone, he's got a new single that features Drake that's trending. Normani, who's had a lot of amazing singles with other artists, but overnight she dropped her debut solo Nobody Else But Her single. The song's titled Motivation. She can really, really dance. The new music video is unbelievable. It has great throwback vibes, so I tweeted that from Chum's Twitter account. You should check that out. The big one, I think, that's being released right now, well, the big two. Taylor Swift, her new single dropped overnight. It's the title track off of her new album, Lover. Can I go where you go? Can we always be this close? Very pretty. Very dreamy and very in love.
I wonder if her and Joe have their location sharing on.
They definitely do.
That song sounds like they do.
I think they're both in a barn slow dancing surrounded by Christmas lights.
Yeah, and clouds. And cotton candy.
Yeah, that's
my guess. Well, those tea lights.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And some mason jars in there.
Right,
that's what they're doing.
Right.
Now, on the other end of the spectrum, on the more breakup side of the spectrum, Miley Cyrus has a new single out.
Ooh.
This sure sounds like it is about her split from Liam Hemsworth. It's titled Slide Away. Once upon a time it was made for us. Woke up one day and it turned to dust. Maybe we were found, but now we're lost. So it's time to let it go. Okay, so listen though to this next part, because People Magazine has been running the story saying that the reason they split wasn't that she was the wild child, it was that he was the wild child who was partying a little too much. I want my house in the hills.
Here we go.
It's a good song.
It's a great song.
She says she doesn't want the whiskey and pills.
Yeah.
Is that
you're already singing it.
Yeah.
Pot calling the kettle an addict?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Could be.
She took me as a whiskey and pills type of person.
She likes to party. I think she's been pretty open about that.
Okay.
But does it mean that maybe his level of partying was a problem for her in the relationship? I don't know.
Wow. If he was a partier, he kept that DL.
He did.
He seems like a clean cut beach guy.
He has gone back to Australia. So even if he is partying, I don't think we're going to hear too much about it. She's in LA. So it's good, though. It's a good song. She has such... Look, say what you want about Miley. Think what you want about her. She has an incredible, soulful voice, and she knows how to write a song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She is very, very talented.
She's got that rasp, but that power. Like, she's got that voice I'm jealous of. I love her voice.
She's so cool. Okay. There you go. Just Miley fangirling a little bit.
Morning, lady. What's going on, lady?
Well, I think the big story all week has been Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth and their split and the back and forth between their camps, I guess, leaking and trying to blame the other. Miley's released a new song. Have you guys listened to it?
Yes, yeah. I listened to clips this morning.
And so people are, you know, picking apart the lyrics. One of the things that she sings about is basically, I'm not into the whiskey and the pills. And there have been reports that... Liam's the one who's been hard partying and that Miley wasn't into that kind of mood anymore. But there are also people who are like, they could still get back together. Don't rule out a reconciliation eventually. It doesn't look like a reconciliation is happening anytime soon.
Especially when you make out with, you know, the people and then release a song with a little jab in there. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Within a week of the breakup announcement.
That's right. So if there is going to be a reconciliation, we're looking at the way it was last time, right? 3 to 4 years in between, I think. Right now, it sounds like both parties are pretty bruised. And people are still trying to dig down into what caused this. Is it as simple as, Miley was making out with somebody else and is partying again? Or is it something like, are we being unfair just to blame Miley and not looking at maybe what it is to be like being in a relationship with Liam? I mean, he looks good. I get it. He's really hot. But yeah, if you kind of read into her lyrics, there's something going on there with Liam.
It must be tough being in a relationship with a musical artist, though, because they own the narrative with the song they release. You know, he can't just go make a movie about how much it sucked to be in a relationship with Miley, yeah, right?
His next independent film.
Right, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But she releases a song with one line, and that's the narrative now.
I think that it sucks on maybe many levels for Liam, too. He is not the... he is not the preferred Hemsworth.
Right.
Oh.
It's true, though.
I'm not trying to shade him, but one of the Hemsworths is actually a god.
Right.
Yeah. Literally.
All right.
The god of thunder.
Right, right.
So,
what, you didn't like him
in Hunger Games? God of Thunder's brother.
And then his wife is Miley Cyrus, one of the biggest pop stars in the world. I think that if you dig a little deeper there into Hollywood egos and dynamics.
Yeah, his next relationship needs to be with someone totally unfamous and ugly.
Uh-huh.
So that he feels amazing.
Or the next Hunger Games needs to go right epic blockbuster.
Sure.
Okay. Just hoping.
He's like,
not
sure,
gonna
guys.
Blockbuster with him.
All right.
Anyway, let's end on a good news story.
Let's land.
Kristen Wiig is engaged.
Oh.
She's been with her now fiance since at least 2016, probably before. We just found out about it in 2016. His name is Avi Rothman. And she's probably been engaged for a lot longer than we know, because even back in May, she was wearing a big rock on that finger, but never confirmed it. And we're just hearing now, TMZ is saying, oh yeah, that is an engagement ring, and she's, you know, definitely going to marry Avi.
Very exciting.
Would be her second marriage.
I was going to say, because she was into the musicians before this, right?
She wasn't married to Fabrizio.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
She was married to like a writer comic in like the mid-2000s. And then she dated Fabrizio for a few years, on and off. And then she and Avi have been together since at least 2016.
Very cool. Well, happy news. Love ending on that. Thank you, Lainey.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. More from Lainey and her E-Talk buds coming up tonight, 7 o'clock on CTV.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.